Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting second. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Matt Williams. Batting fifth. The left fielder, David Justice. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hershiser. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Norberto Martin. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Peña. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jamie Navarro. And now, play ball. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Grissom moves to second. One out. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Grissom. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Grissom steals third. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Navarro covering, for the out. Grissom scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martinez. Williams reaches second base with a double. David Justice batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Justice is thrown out after the base hit. Williams scores. It's 2-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hershiser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cameron batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cameron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. the Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Fernandez takes first base on ball four. Ramirez moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Vizquel takes first base on ball four. Ramirez moves to third. Fernandez moves to second. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. Fernandez scores. Vizquel moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Franco reaches second base with a double. Vizquel scores. Grissom moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thome hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grissom scores. Franco scores. Thome moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams strikes out. Two outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Justice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Justice is walked intentionally. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Thome scores. Justice moves to third. It's 8-2, Indians. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Justice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Navarro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vizquel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Grissom is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox too. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen hits a line drive into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cameron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Vizquel. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hershiser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Franco strikes out. 1 out. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thome for the out. 2 outs. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baines tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8-3, Indians. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Justice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Justice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cameron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vizquel for the out. Two outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Grissom is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Grissom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Grissom. The throw from Peña and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Franco steals second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Franco moves to third. Thome moves to second. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Justice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Justice is walked intentionally. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Franco tags and scores. Thome tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-3, Indians. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hershiser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez, who is chasing the ball. Martinez reaches third base with a triple. Jorge Fabregas pinch hits for Tony Peña. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fabregas for the out. Martinez scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, Indians. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops it up and throws to first, with Hershiser covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jorge Fabregas now catching. Matt Karchner now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2-0. The ball gets by Fabregas for a passed ball. Alomar moves to second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Grissom is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. Alomar moves to third. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Franco is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Alomar scores. Grissom moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-4, Indians. Jim Tomy is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tomy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Tomy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Karchner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Giles now playing left field. Jose Mesa now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. Durham strikes out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cameron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cameron moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Giles hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Casey Kendale pinch hits for Tony Fernandez. Casey Kendale is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kendale hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Casey Kendale now playing second base. Trent Hubbard now playing center field. Danny Graves now pitching. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Martinez moves to second. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fabregas is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martinez moves to third. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.